Sun Awareness Week has taken place across the UK. It's a time when the emphasis is on the importance of protecting our skin and how we can stay safe while out and about during the summer months. With this in mind, a special event took place last week, hosted by Chelsea and Westminster Hospital and skincare brand La Roche-Posay. Participants got to hear all about the groundbreaking AI pathway that doctors are using to diagnose and treat skin cancer at the site. The teledermatology service at the Trust has been supported by the hospital charity CW Plus and is not yet standard practice across the NHS. Radio Jackie's Izzy Trubshaw was one of the journalists invited to see how it all works. She started off by speaking with consultant dermatologist Lucy Thomas.
Could you very briefly tell me exactly about the process of how this new AI technology works and how it compares to a more traditional form of diagnosis of skin cancer?
So usually when somebody is referred by their GP with an urgent suspected skin cancer, so a lesion on their skin that they're worried about, they would be sent an appointment to come face-to-face into the hospital and have an appointment with a dermatologist who would then ask them some clinical information, would usually do a full sort of skin check and look closely at the lesion of concern using a dermatoscope, which is a special magnifying lens device that allows you to see greater detail in the skin. And they would then decide on what the most appropriate next steps are, which might be just to say, absolutely, that's fine. Here's some self-protection, sun protection, skin monitoring advice, or they might recommend some treatment. They might send them for surgery, or they might book them for a further follow-up appointment. In comparison to the AI device, rather than have an appointment in hospital, the patient is actually sent a text message with a link to the Skin Analytics platform. And on there, they would be able to read about the pathway and the process. And they would then complete a questionnaire that captures that important information about the lesion, whether it's changed, whether it's causing symptoms, and also any risk factors that they might have for skin cancer. And then they would come in for an appointment in our photography hub, which is run by our medical photographers, and they will capture images using a smartphone with a special magnifying dermatoscope lens attached. And those images are analysed by the AI within seconds, and it will deliver a diagnosis and management plan.
So what are the main benefits both for the medical sector, the NHS, and also for the patient of this new technology?
Yeah, so for patients, it means that they can be seen more quickly. If they have a benign lesion, something that's harmless, they can receive that reassurance earlier, which reduces unnecessary anxiety. And it means that we can prioritise care for those patients who are more likely to have skin cancer so that they can get the treatment that they need more quickly.
And what's the false rate of this new technology? Because, of course, there's human error in dermatologist consultants, but is this AI foolproof?
So it's not 100%. Nothing when it comes to medicine is 100%. But the sensitivity of the AI device, which is called Derm, is over 97% for all skin cancers. So that includes melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and basal cell carcinomas. So these are the most common cancers that we see in NHS practice. And in comparison, if we look at the medical literature, you'll see rates of dermatologist sensitivity or detection rates of between 85 and 95%. So you can see it's at that upper level of dermatologist performance.
And have you had any concern from any patients about how AI might be sort of taking over the human intervention within the whole process of skin cancer? Of course, it's a very sensitive subject matter. Are patients worried about not having a dermatologist with them from the initial start of the process?
So it's interesting, actually, because patients are able to opt out of having the AI assessment if they want to. But actually, around 88% of patients consent for autonomous decision making. And actually, over 80% even agree to share all their data with the AI company to improve performance so that patients further down the line can benefit. So, acceptance amongst patients for this particular scenario is positive. But I can understand that some people might be concerned about AI potentially replacing, doctors or humans. But the way that we're using this technology in the NHS is really very different to that. So, what AI is good at is actually carrying out very repetitive, high volume, specific tasks. So, things like triaging very large numbers of skin lesions consistently and quickly. And by doing that, it generates capacity for us to then be able to prioritize that specialist expertise to where it's needed the most. Urgent cancer referrals across the UK have tripled in the last 10 years, and we know that dermatology sees the largest number of cancer referrals of any specialty. And at the same time, there's a real national shortage of dermatologists. So we need to find a way of being able to bridge that gap. We know that about 95% of what comes down that urgent cancer pathway is actually not an urgent cancer. And so there's a lot of benign, harmless lesions in there, which can just actually be safely discharged with good reassurance and education around sun protection, and skin monitoring, which is what we provide to all of our patients. And so actually what the AI is doing for us is it's actually freeing up time for us to focus our very human skills, which are decision making, communication, offering that level of support and shared decision making with patients so that we can come to the best management plan for the person that sat in front of us.
So currently, where are we at with this process of rolling out the technology across the UK?
Yeah, so around 260,000 NHS patients have been through this sort of pathway across 25 different sites. And the AI has shown to be 97% sensitive, as I've mentioned. And there's a different type of pathway in different places. So in some places, it might be it's part of the hospital care. In some of the pathways, it might be earlier. So it might be that it's being used actually in the GP practice. And ultimately, that's where we want the technology to be. We want it to be closer to home, easier to access, and to actually reduce the numbers coming into hospital in the first place.
And my last question is there anything with the technology that would require or you would like to see further development in the future? Or as it is it sufficient for what is required of dermatologist consultants?
I think as things are at the moment, the technology fulfills a massive need, which we are not able to fill with other measures. And I think the performance is at a level which is at least as good as dermatologists, which has been shown by independent reviews. So that's excellent. And certainly, we see it translating into real capacity gains within our hospital trust. So that's essential. I think what we have is a great product already. Of course, there are always areas where we can improve, and periodically, the AI device will release new versions. And through those new versions, we hope that perhaps the sensitivity, so the ability to detect cancer, may increase, or similarly, that we're able to discharge more benign lesions and that that might increase. We also hope that we will gain more data and more evidence around rarer skin cancers, around some of the difficult anatomical sites. So at the moment, we can't analyze lesions that are on the palms or soles, that are under the nails, because these are quite difficult sites to analyze. But as we get more data, we hope that we'll be able to extend the benefit to even more patients.
I'm Lindsay Scott, and I live in London. And I was on the panel today because I was treated at the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital at the end of 2024 for a skin melanoma. So, how do you compare your experience with this new AI technology to a more traditional form of detecting skin cancer with biopsies? How does that experience compare?
Well, they both use biopsies as a diagnosis, but the pathway is different in that traditionally you would go to your GP And the GP would then make a decision about to refer you on to the dermatology department in a hospital or not. And then the dermatologist would review your case and make a decision then about the diagnostics you may require, or basically send you home back to your GP again. With the artificial intelligence pathway, the first time I actually saw a dermatologist was when I was in the operating room, having the lesion removed and a biopsy taken. So what actually happened was that the GP, after deciding I should be looked at by the hospital, sent me a link to my mobile phone asking me to take a photograph. That photograph was then transmitted to Chelsea and Westminster Dermatology Department, and then I was invited into to medical photography. And very soon after that medical photography appointment, it was then explained in a letter to me that it was suspected skin cancer, and I was on the urgent pathway, giving me a date to come in for surgery.
So the first time you're saying you saw a dermatologist was in the operating room. I think there's been a lot of concern about the impact of AI on the patient psyche and what this means for the medical sector in general, and how that will affect the process of patients through all sorts of different surgeries, operations. So my question is, was that a concern for you that was the first time you saw a dermatologist? Did you feel like you were in safe hands throughout the whole process?
Well, yes, and I did feel that I was in safe hands, because the original letter that I had, I understood then that this was an artificial intelligence trial, and I knew that photographs had been taken, and that photograph had been reviewed both by the AI system and separately by a clinician at the hospital. And so I could tell myself, I mean, you know yourself that there is something wrong. So I was just actually relieved that something was, that matter was being dealt with.
And so I assume you'd recommend the process to someone else. What, if any, would you, what changes would you have liked to have seen throughout the process, if any at all? And if not, why exactly would you recommend this process to somebody?
I think I would recommend the process for this specific type of melanoma. I mean, I can't speak for medicine across the board. I mean, I think what the technology did for me was its effect on patient prioritization, that it's the patients who really are at serious risk are triaged. And this technology helps to free up the diary for those more risky cases. The only thing is that when you get a diagnosis of cancer, it is just so utterly scary. And you are so, it just becomes a top of mind thing. And there was a phase in this, a short phase of uncertainty. And I think actually a mental health professional or some kind of input or support on that side of things, of just having to deal with the psychological effect of, you know, having something so risky.
Yeah, I suppose that's where my question about only seeing a dermatologist later on in the operating room, whether that at all impacted your mental health, and whether you would have liked to have had some more moral human support earlier on in the process.
No, actually, I was fine. I was fine going through the operation that that removed the lesion. But after that operation, when the lesion had gone, and I knew it had gone, I then got a letter asking for me to come back. And it was then at that stage I thought, oh, this is actually more, this must be a more serious case. And it was the time in between getting that letter and the appointment, which actually was a very short time. It was like a week or 10 days. But you are in limbo, and it's completely out of your control.
At what point of the process did you actually find out that the condition you had was melanoma?
I found out in the final appointment, which was the appointment after the lesion had been surgically removed. And it was at that appointment that the doctor explained all in one sentence that it was melanoma and that it's gone and it has been dealt with. And that is the beauty of the process for me, that it has